Good morning. My name is Kyla Franklin Yar from the St. Christopher Church of the Nazarene in the Southern Zone. Today, we are also joined by the Central Zone, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Because He Lives program.
Thank you for that warm welcome, Kyla. Good morning, everyone. I am Micah Small from Pilgrim Road Nazarene. I am your host for today's program. The theme for today's program is, What Do You Value? Let's take a moment to bow our heads as we join Jazz Marshall from Faithview Nazarene for our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and protection of your children. We thank you for the talents and abilities you have given us. Help us to use them to serve you and others. Lord, help us to be brave when we face challenges and to remember that you are always with us. Help us, your children, to put our trust in you. Give us wisdom and courage to choose your will in all that we do. Help us to always be mindful of our words and actions to each other, so that we may act with kindness, respect, and consideration. As we begin this program, we ask for your presence and guidance. May we be children open to new ideas and experiences in your ministry. May we always strive for excellence in all that we do. We ask these things in your holy name. Bless us, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Jazz, for blessing us with that prayer this morning and setting the tone for us. Someone once said, the best poems can lift our hearts and minds towards the heavens. I'm sure you will agree with that, right? As you listen to our next two items. First, a poem by Karis Joy Reed from Gainswaite Nazarene entitled, Child of the Living God, followed by a group poem, Loss and Love, a Shepherd's Promise, recited by the children from Tharp's Cottage, Nazarene.
Child of the living God, I am a child of God. I have a heart that beats, a brain that thinks, and eyes that see. He made me to believe and to worship. He made me to bring prayers. He made me as me. I am a light that shines. As a testament to his love, I am a child of the living God, and I believe.
My love is a shepherd's promise. It heals my body, soul, where winds of grace are through. The shepherd's love, divinely pure, seeks out the lost but makes secure. Not secure, he set his love. One astray far from the rest. The thorny brush and rugged slope, he searches on with ardent hope. The lost one trembles, filled with fear, yet he is the shepherd drawn near. In gentle arms, he finds her place, restored by love and earned by grace.
For in this tale of hope and care, we find the truth beyond compare. Each soul, each heart, whoever needs, is treasured by the one who seeks.
No matter where, no matter how, we might speak or take some part. God's love for us will never cease, for we are going to cherish and have peace.
So know, dear friend, you're not alone. In valleys dark, our pastor soul. For among others, each soul is Christ, and in his love, where we rise.
Are your hearts and minds lifted towards heaven? Mine definitely are. Well done! The Bible is full of amazing stories and teachings. The first Bible reading is no exception. Liam Roach from the Prerogative Nazarene will now read Matthew chapter 18 verses 10 to 14 for us.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 10 to 14. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish.
Thanks, Liam. Wow, that parable reminds us that every one of us is precious in God's eyes. He loves you and he loves me. That It's so cool. Are you feeling good by what you have heard so far? No, let's hear a special sermon from Jemiah Mears from the Mount Hill Nazarene to inspire us. You can also take down some notes while listening to this sermon.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 10 to 14 is referring to the parable of the lost or wandering sheep. In verse 10, it says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." And you may wonder, who is Jesus referring to when he says little ones? Earlier on in the chapter, Jesus called upon a child and placed the child amongst his disciples and said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." As you know, most little children follow whatever instruction their superior gives. So Jesus uses this as an example to show that once we follow his instructions, we will enter the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 10, Jesus is telling his disciples to not despise the little ones, meaning his believers, because they are connected to the glory of God by their angels in heaven. In verses 12 to 14, he uses the scenario of the lost sheep, and I quote, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish." Now God could have said, "I have 99 more sheep. It makes no sense looking for just one." However, he still sought to find this one sheep. These three verses, meaning verses 12 to 14, are to show us that like the lost sheep, those who have strayed or wandered away from God are still valuable in his eyes and still have access to his kingdom. Jesus stresses that when the shepherd finds the lost sheep, he rejoices over it more than the 99 who did not go astray. This is how God will rejoice when a sinner returns to him. And in closing, God will do whatever it takes to bring us close to him, even if it means sacrificing his prized possession, as he did when he gave his only son, Jesus, who died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. God does not want any of us to be lost in our sin, so he is searching to find us wherever we are. He also reminds us in this parable that every one of us is so precious to him. He loves us so much and he will never give up on us, no matter what. He leaves the 99 sheep that are saved to go find that one lost little sheep, because that sheep is so important to him, just as we are important to him.
That sermonette gave us a lot to think about. Did any part of that stand up for you? I hope that you wrote down that to review later. Thank you, Jemiah. Get ready to hum and sing, because next up is an instrumental piece from Todd's Nazarene, 10,000 Reasons by Jordan Prescott on the flute.
Thank you.
still humming even though the music has stopped. That was wonderful, Jordan. Thank you. From music to words, let's turn our ears to a poem by Amaya Edgel from the Newbury Nazarene. Amaya will be doing Treasured by Jesus.
The name of my poem is Treasured by Jesus. In Jesus' eyes I find my worth, His love my anchor on this earth. His embrace I am complete, His value in me pure and sweet. Thank you.
I cannot say any better. Amaya, thank you for reminding us that Jesus treasures us. We can never get too much of God's words. Tristan Perch from the St. Christopher Nazarene will now give us our second Bible reading, which is taken from Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 22.
Good morning. This scripture lesson is taken from Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 22. The little children and Jesus. Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which one?" he inquired. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," the young man said. "What do I still lack?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth. Here ends the reading.
Another great reminder from the Bible. Thank you so much, Tristan. Shh! Listen closely. A powerful story is about to unfold. It is a dramatic piece by the Pilgrim Road Nazarene. What do you value?
In this episode of PRN Theater, Bud, a 14-year-old, was part of the band for the musical interlude at our annual Naz Day Expo. And Archie is an 8-year-old who was playing football at the fun day. He didn't know there were scouts present. These two boys are the children of the church leader, and he loves them very much.
All right, people, as chief of the security, I just want to remind you guys that this is a very important principle that Mr. Bennett is teaching today. You're all great at what you do, so let's do this.
These crowds bigger than last time, and more people coming too. Jesus.
Archie!
Yeah, bud. What mom tell you about calling me all the time like that?
Listen, my bad, but I don't want you to name for me this time, little bro. Guess what happened? The orchestra director just invited me, to play with the biggest gospel band in the country at the national concert in November.
Sweet, you're really getting good on those drums. Let me give you a knock to that. Now I got something to tell you. See that man over there? He's a football scout, and he just offered me a scholarship this summer in England for Manchester City.
That's off the charts, buddy. Bravo. We both have something to celebrate, no?
Ice cream treat later, then?
Sure, but I can pay.
Okay. Let's go and tell Dad.
The boys tried earnestly to get to their father. The crowds were thick. Many parents were there with their children. And let me tell you all something. Security was on and popping. So getting to Mr. Bennett was no easy task for the boys. The security refused to let anyone get near to Mr. Bennett. In the distance, Jimmy and Cassie see Archie and Bud trying to get through security.
Cassie, is that Bud and Archie pleading with the security?
Yeah, Jimmy. It looks like them to me too. Let's go down there.
I need help. I need help. I need help. I just want to talk to my father. I gotta talk to my father.
Jimmy and Cassie, hurry down the hill to help Archie and Bud.
What's happening here, guys?
Imagine they were blocking me. Oh, the gall of these people. They didn't listen to what I was saying. Every turn I made, that big security guard stopped me. That man got his job down to a T, but he gotta listen to me, you know?
All right, Archie, you need to try and calm down. All things can work out, but you need to breathe properly here. I don't want you saying anything like that you can't breathe properly or anything. So, you know, look, all I got is this, a paper bag. Use it quick. I'm sure Father would not agree with this. He always makes sign for us.
They better not let my angels have to deal with them.
You ain't got no angels, Cassie.
Well, I read in the Bible that we got angels. Yes, for real. In Matthew 18:10, it says, "See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven." Jesus' followers have angels, including us.
That's cool enough, Cassie. But the security is just doing their job, you know. Mr. Bennett is making a very important speech, you know.
So how do we get around them? Because I'm sure once he sees us, he will pay us his attention.
Meanwhile, the tenacious attempt of the children to get to Mr. Bennett had caught his attention. Mr. Bennett wisely interrupted his speech to connect to the children.
Pardon me, folks. So remember those awesome guys mentioned in my biography? So yes, allow me to introduce you to them. These are my two sons, Bud and Archie. Hey, security. Yeah, you guys can let them through. So just as I was pointing out in principle number 4, family is of high value. Children are not an annoyance. And if sometimes or something is important to them, then it should also be seen as important to us. So with that being said, let's take a 2-minute break. Hey, guys. You guys look as though you're bursting with excitement. What's up?
Dad, I was selected for a football scholarship. Look.
What? That's awesome, son.
And I've been invited to play for the national concert in November.
Oh my. Great going, my son. You guys have so much potential. I'm very proud of you both. I've got to get back to my assignment now, so I'll see you guys shortly.
Wow. Mr. Bennett really values his children. It reminds me of the scripture in Matthew 19, verses 13 to 15. Jesus took time to bless the children, even though he was on an important mission. Here is what the scripture says. "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." When he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Now, in the same way, we must always remember that Jesus is never too busy for us.
That piece was impactful. Remember, even when we're having fun, we can learn important lessons about Jesus. Jesus is never too busy for us. Thank you, Pilgrim Road. Donia Gooding from Fairview Nazarene will now bless us with a song. He wants it all.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all, give it all. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. So give it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he said, love me. Love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Baba, let go of your idol. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. So give it all. All of you, more of you, want it all today. More of you, all of you, want it all today. More of you, all of you, want it all today. Today, today. You want it all today. You want it all today. So give it all. There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all.
Dania, we commend you for using your beautiful voice for God. Listeners, let us strive to give God our all. Our final item is an inspiring poem by Ladesia Mears from Gemsway, Nazarene. She will be doing The Lost Sheep.
The lost sheep. A shepherd had 100 sheep. He knew them all by name. He took them out into the fields, and when he called, they came. One day, a little lamb got lost. The shepherd loved him, so he looked to left, he looked to right, but could he find him? No. I've lost my lamb, my little lamb. He really must be found. I've lost my lamb. He told his mates, have you seen him around? My little lamb will be alone. He'll be so terrified. Where can he be? Where can he be? The worried shepherd cried. And then he saw his little lamb caught in a fallen tree. He scrambled through to rescue him and quickly set him free. Now Jesus loves his children too. He knows us all by name. We might be big, we might be small. He loves us just the same.
That was awesome. Thank you, Ladesia. Our hearts are full after this amazing program. We were constantly reminded of God's love for us. Everyone needs to know that God loves them. I challenge you to share one part of this program with someone. Have a blessed Sunday and goodbye from me. But before we go, Joash Seeley from Prerogative Nazarene will be doing a thank you. Then Gabrielle Waters from Cliff Cottage will be having our final word with a closing prayer.
It is with great honor that we, the Central and Southern Zones of the Barbados District of the Nazarene Church, express our gratitude. We particularly want to thank the following: Federal Motor Spheres, the Starcom Network, the NDI Presidents of the Central and Southern Zones, parents and children of participating Sunday schools. Our greatest thanks and appreciation is to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Dear Lord, I thank you for this radio station.
Please bless it as they spread the gospel of Jesus every day. I ask that you protect, provide, and bless all the children in this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Church of the Nazarene Barbados District invites you to the Upper Room this evening at 5:30 p.m. Columarock Church of the Nazarene. Celebrate the risen Savior in worship, praise, dance, and drama. Invite all your relatives and friends to come as we will experience a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit as we experience the power of Pentecost. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, my life is worth the living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because